the devil's advocates, because freedom.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you so much for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the phones, toll-free, talk or text 844-967-2789.
420 break is meaningless here in the state of Wisconsin under current leadership and future leadership. If any of the Republican gubernatorial candidates, you know, the negative dips I mentioned prior, if any of them win, they've all made a pledge, Dom, and it ain't very friendly of them.
No, not at all. And I guess to some degree, not very surprising. Ben Baker reporting in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all three Republican candidates for governor are pledging to veto any bill that legalizes marijuana for any use. But five of the eight Republicans running to be their running mates are for legalizing pot for medicinal use. Marijuana has emerged as a flashpoint in the state capitol, with more Republican lawmakers and candidates becoming supportive of proposals to legalize what Democrats have long called for, as state polling shows public support for the idea. What was it? I believe it was 75% of Democrats, according to the March Marquette 2022 Marquette Law School poll. 60% of independents and 51% of Republicans were down for legal weed. But as reported in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the state Senate has long been a stubborn hurdle to such efforts. Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, Pipeline Construction Executive Tim Michaels, and State Rep Tim Ramjam have all said they oppose legalizing marijuana. The top candidates in the Republican primary for governor, Clayfish Michaels, are locked in a tight race. During a candidate forum in Green Bay in June, Ramthune cited, quote, connections in Colorado who relayed concerns to him about all new problems in the state after marijuana was legalized. Ramthune added he believes there is some benefit to CBD oils, but he goes on to say, Crudy, for me, it's going to make matters worse, and I don't want to see it in our state. Well, Ramjam, here's the dirty little secret. It's already in the state. It's always been in the state. It will always be in the state. So whether we want it or not, it's here, and we're sending hundreds of millions of dollars to Michigan and to Illinois because we don't have it legal and we're not taxing it.
Well, sometimes, Tom, you just have to break the law and protest. Just
every
ask
day.
Any of the January 6th insurrection, right?
I got a little bit more here, Krill. I want to throw in what Clayfish had to say. Apparently, during the same forum, she stressed her position was informed by her relationship with law enforcement officers, who she said informed her marijuana use creates a pathway to more potent drug consumption and gives way to narcotics trafficking. Here's what she had to say. I listen to cops. We know that marijuana is a gateway drug because this is what law enforcement says. We need to stop it where it starts. And I would just remind, who was that nice sheriff in Dane County who didn't know squat about marijuana?
David Mahoney.
Mahoney, come on, David. What you have is Clayfish, what, leaning on the police? And what, the police are some sort of expert in it? I mean, oh, hey, it smells like weed in here. You better get on. I'm going to arrest you. That does not make one an expert, because people are smoking weed and cops might be catching them. There is no gateway drug. That is I don't know what that is. I mean, 98% of crackheads have drink milk. You know, is that causation or correlation? I don't know. But come on, this is ridiculous, this whole gateway drug thing. And who
it's
else?
It's a Michaels. Gateway to probable cause. Smells weedy up in here.
Uh-huh. And
why
if it was
get
legal,
out of the vehicle?
If it was legal, yeah, go pound sand, officer. Michaels, in a separate radio interview earlier this summer, said he do not support the legalization of marijuana. I think it's all a slippery slope. I really do. Now hand me my bourbon. What a bunch of hypocrites. And again, the majority of people in Wisconsin are down for legal weed. I mean,
even the majority of Republicans.
Even the majority of Republicans. And this is talking about regular, good old-fashioned recreational weed. It's even higher, much higher, when you're talking about medicinal marijuana.
And that's just the lieutenant gubernatorial field amongst the Republicans. What, 5 out of 8? That's more than 50% of the LTs.
Right.
Also, I believe Adam Jarkow, who's probably the more prominent candidate on the Republican side for attorney general, I believe he also advocates for legalized marijuana. strangely. So the AG is going to be for it, and the governor would be against it, assuming some sort of red wave. Well, Dom, sometimes if a law isn't just, you just got to break that law. And here in the state of Wisconsin, there's new reporting at the Washington Post. Wisconsin anti-voting fraud activist commits voter fraud to make a point. Sometimes you got to be wrong for all the right reasons. My brother-in-law said that to my kid once. I'm like, stop giving the kid advice.
I am not a role model.
Our pal, Patrick Marley, writing for the Washington Post. Dateline Madison, where I'm sitting right now. A Wisconsin man this week ordered absentee ballots for himself in the names of a mayor and top state lawmaker in what he says was an attempt to expose voter abilities in the state's voting system. Harry Waite, who leads a group in southeastern Wisconsin that is focused on voting issues, said Thursday that he was willing to go to jail to prove his point. I've done that once or twice.
Have you been to jail for justice?
I have, in fact. You know, define justice.
Define jail.
The stunt angered many state elections officials, especially those who have spent the last several years fighting baseless claims of widespread voter fraud. I would be willing to take that hit for the country, Waite said of facing jail time. You can't have ballots going all over the place unsecured. Waite said he used the state's online elections portal Tuesday to request absentee ballots for the August 9th primary to be sent to his home in the names of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Racine Mayor Corey Mason. Waite has clashed with both of the officials repeatedly as the president of a group, Hot Government, H-O-T, which takes its name from the acronym Honest, Open, and Transparent. Soon after he made the request, Waite explained his actions in an email to Voss and Mason, as well as the Racine County District Attorney, Patricia Hansen, and Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling. Waite said he requested about a dozen ballots in all, other than the request for ballots for Voss and Mason. Waite said he had permission from the voters to request their ballots. He said he had not received ballots for Voss or Mason and did not expect to because he had alerted authorities to what he had done. Told him, you know, called cops on himself, Dom. We'll come back. I've got a few more thoughts on this topic. More devils.